Dry drowning is when a victim has what we would call laryngospasm, meaning that the throat closes up and water is not allowed to come into the lungs. The majority of drownings are what we would term wet drowning, meaning that water enters into the lungs.
Why would dry drowning occur in the first place? What would make that spasm happen?
Somebody panicking, holding their breath. There are certain things that occur when people drown that we don't fully understand, but we do know that dry drowning does occur.
But my understanding is with secondary drowning, a person could maybe have some kind of accident in the water or whatever, maybe go under for a while, that person is rescued, and everything seems to be okay, but later it's discovered that maybe a small amount of water has gotten into the lungs, and that can cause problems later.
Right. Secondary drowning, meaning inflammation of the lungs, typically is going to occur between 4 to 6 hours. And there's some certain clear signs. If somebody's found submerged and they have an altered level of consciousness, or they can't remember what happened, or their oxygen saturation is low, or they have any type of respiratory symptom that stays other than just, you know, coughing, and then they'll go back to playing. But if they don't turn back to a normal state within a couple of minutes, that's when I would have concern.
With the wet drowning, and this is where what a small amount of fluid gets into the lungs, what is it about that that causes a problem?
In your lungs, you have a chemical called surfactant. And surfactant is what makes the lungs work. Either type of wet drowning affects that surfactant. They affect it differently depending on whether it's a freshwater or saltwater. Now, I say saltwater, meaning seawater. Freshwater basically goes into the lungs and displaces the surfactant from the lungs and allows water to flow into the bloodstream. Depending on how much somebody ingests, they can dilute their blood, they can cause electrolyte disturbances, and cardiac arrhythmias. Seawater drowning draws fluid out of the vascular space and causes there to be a lot of edema into the lungs to where the lungs don't, what we would term not compliant. It'd be like taking a sponge and filling it full of water versus having a dry, malleable sponge.
What steps should parents take to avoid this?
The majority of the drownings that occur are 2 to 6 year old range, are from unattended swimming pools. And there have been some studies that would indicate a perimeter fence could decrease up to 90% of deaths from accidental falls in the swimming pool, that one simple step. Another is to know how well your child swims. As a general rule, we would say if your child is under 4, they always need to be within arm's length of an adult while around the pool or in the pool. If you find a child and they're unconscious and unresponsive, the first thing to do is to remove them from the water and activate 911 immediately.